You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The roots in life today very often do not run very deep, and they don't run very far out either.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Of our lives with your grace and power. With your forgiveness, renew us day by day. Help us to grow in faith toward you and in love toward one another. Give us joy in knowing you, trusting you, and following you. All in Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Amen. A friend of mine interviews young people for positions they are seeking. It is surprising, he says, how many young people these days, especially from larger cities, don't know their grandparents. Some of them don't even know who their grandparents were, where they lived, or even their names. We live in a restless world where rootlessness has become very common. When I first meet people, I often ask them where they came from. Many of them can't really tell you. They come from so many different places. They have moved so often, they don't count any place as home. Others have never moved at all, but they feel just as rootless. They have no place they can go to find sustaining power for their lives. They jump from one thing to the other with no roots anywhere, nowhere to find rest for their restless souls. Is there any message for our restless and rootless world? For people who wonder who they are and where they are going? Yes, there is. It comes from God. It is posted on his bulletin board, his word to the world. It says, Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the one. Accept him as your Lord. Have a way of life in him. Sink your roots there and build your life upon him. Have solid faith in him and let your life overflow with thanksgiving. That bulletin board message comes from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, whom he had just congratulated on the firmness of their faith in Jesus Christ. They found roots in him and discovered how great it is to have faith in him. St. Paul said, since you have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, have your way of life in him. Be rooted down and built up in him. Become firm in the faith, just as you have been taught, overflowing with thanksgiving. Actually, there are no rootless people. There are restless people of all kinds. You may be exhibit A of one of the varieties of restlessness. But there are no rootless people. We all have roots. The restlessness comes when we don't know what roots we have, refuse to recognize the roots we do have, are ashamed of the roots we have, or are afraid that those roots will not bear the load of life. But we all have roots. The present-day evidence of the past. Not so long ago, my wife and I went out to see the Desert Museum near Tucson, Arizona. It's a marvelous collection of the plant growth and wildlife of the Sonora Desert, which runs from Mexico right into Arizona. I would have guessed that mesquite, which looks like a bush, would have a rather shallow root, and that the large saharo would have deep roots running far down into the earth. The saharo is that many-pronged desert plant that juts out into the sky with thick stalks coming out of the trunk and pointing up to heaven. Actually, it's the other way around. The mesquite has the deep roots, while the saharo has roots that run far out along the surface of the ground. One taps the moisture of the deep, the other swallows up every drop of moisture it can find near the surface. Yet all the plants have roots. Each root system has its strengths and its weaknesses, its assets and its liabilities, its advantages and its disadvantages. These roots hold up and feed those plants. They are the present-day evidence of the past. In the case of the saharo, they run back 100 to 150 years. And those roots also hold the promise of the future. The roots in life today very often do not run very deep, and they don't run very far out either. They are the present-day evidence of a superficial past, and they do not offer very much promise of a fruitful future. No wonder there is anxiety all over the place. The outgrowth of modern life is anxiety. People are anxious about everything, their health, their jobs, their families, their friends, their future. People are discontented, unhappy, unsettled, unpleased with life, not knowing what to do with themselves. People who have to move around a lot complain that they're never able to get their roots down. And people who are long-established residents in a community envy those who are able to move around because they see their own lives as dull, commonplace, unexciting, and having no future. If there's one thing I see in people today, it is that they are unsure of themselves and scared to death of the world around them. It could just be that you envy someone else because he appears to have it made. The person whom you envy may actually be the most miserable man in the whole world, and he wishes he were in your shoes. Some of you are busy trying to get rid of your past. You don't like to think about it and wish you could put it out of your mind. Some of you are angry, ashamed, depressed. I know people who've spent their lives holding grudges against their parents, blaming others for their hang-ups. They spend their lives fighting the past when they really need forgiveness for the past. Each one of us has a past. Each one of us has to assume responsibility for his past. You can try to fight it with resentment, but it won't work. The only way to deal with the past is to own up to it, to admit it, to confront it, to identify yourself with it. Refusal to see yourself as you are, a product of your own past, makes you come across as phony as a $3 bill. Phoniness creates uneasiness, and uneasiness results in restlessness. There's weakness there, of course, and there are mistakes. There is, to put it bluntly, sin. That's true of everybody, including the most pious people. Saints are those who recognize that they are sinners. There's a reality about that, like the roots of a tree. I'm not telling you to build a new life on those old roots. I'm telling you to sink those roots in a new ground. That ground is faith. Faith in Jesus Christ, Son of God, and Savior of the world. St. Paul didn't mind mixing up his figures a little bit. He said, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, and have your way of life in him. That takes faith. Without faith that Jesus Christ really is what he claimed to be, the Savior of the world, you won't be able to make it. Faith in Jesus Christ, that he really is the Son of God, who gave his life for the sins of the world, including your own, can do anything. You can see yourself as you are, and you can accept the forgiveness of God which he offers you in Jesus Christ. You can do that with a great good heart, without diminishing your dignity as a human being one little bit. In fact, that's when you become human, when you own up to God, accept his goodness in Jesus Christ, receive his forgiveness with gratitude, and have your way of life in Jesus Christ. That's brand new, and it's great. Saints are people who know they are sinners who have been saved by the grace of God in Jesus Christ. For me, said St. Paul, living is Christ. This man found it out for himself the hard way. He was like so many of us, intent on making it his own way. That's the way of our rootless and restless world. Then St. Paul found Jesus Christ. Or to be more exact about it, Jesus Christ found him. It is Jesus Christ who takes the initiative. He gave himself for the life of the world. He rose from the dead. He's the one. He reaches out to you, even now. He holds out his hand to you, and he says to you, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest." Listen to that voice, my friend. It's the voice of God to you. Jesus Christ is God's offer of forgiveness to you. He's God's guarantee of the future for you. He's the promise of life for you. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord. Go with him. Have your whole way of life in him. It's good and it's great. It's exciting and it's joy. It's life. Without all of that anxiety which is so much a part of our rootless and restless world. We are all born of a human mother. So was Jesus Christ. We are all surrounded by the pressures of everyday living. So was Jesus Christ. We all die. So did Jesus Christ. He was one of us every step of the way. Jesus Christ didn't have to do what he did. He did not have to die. He did that all on his own. He accepted our lot as his own. Since he did that in all obedience for all of us, God, his Father, raised him from the dead and declared him to be the Son of God with power. He is Lord. He is Lord of heaven and earth. Heaven is his to give to all of us earthbound people. He is Lord. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, said St. Paul, and build your way of life upon him. Be rooted deep in him and build yourself up in him. Sink your roots deep into his kindness and build a new life, a genuinely new life. Let the old anxiety go and have faith in him. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let him take care of tomorrow. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is not just a new way of looking at things. He's new life, a whole new root system. Tapping into Christ and drawing its life from him. It's like death and resurrection. I'm crucified with Christ, said St. Paul, describing his own experience. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. For some boys, life is girls. For some girls, life is boys. For some men, life is money. For some women, life is personal attractiveness. For me, said St. Paul, life is Christ. Many people today have found out he's right. That's the way to live. Rooted down and built up in Jesus Christ. Made constantly more firm in the faith of Jesus Christ. And running over with thanksgiving. Life in Christ produces a whole harvest of thanksgiving. Thankful people are alive. They know who they are and where they are going. They have a root system with a past, a present, and the promise of a future. Thankfulness is the evidence of that life. That's the way life in Christ really works. A hospital chaplain was telling me about a conversation he had with a 26-year-old girl who was an orphan. There's some reason to believe that her parents are alive and know of her whereabouts. She said to the chaplain, "To know they are alive and know where I am, and then not have them come to me, is tearing out my guts. I feel like the only suitcase left on the conveyor belt in the airline terminal, going round and round with my claim check on me, just waiting to be claimed with no one coming to claim me and own me. She feels as if she doesn't belong to the human race. She has no connections. Everyone is copping out on her. She feels rootless and restless. She has a lot of company. We are all orphans when we try to live apart from the living God. We are all beggars in need of his smile, his grace, his love, which none of us really deserves. We are all rootless and restless until we rest in him. The answer is up there on the bulletin board, my friend. to you, from him. He cares about you. He loves you. Jesus Christ is his son. His son is Savior and Lord. Accept him as your Lord. Make him your way of life. Let him do the worrying. Sink your roots deep into that soil and build a new life with complete confidence in him. Accept his forgiveness and be sure of him. Instead of going around hanging crepe, bubble over with thanksgiving. Let the bells ring. Jesus Christ is Lord. Let the bells ring for you. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, rooted down and built up in him, made firm in the faith of him, my friend. Let the bells of thanksgiving ring. Let the bells ring for you. Amen.
Listening to a recorded copy of a Lutheranauer sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheranauer speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Mass Media Department of the Lutheran Layman's League.